Morning, everybody. If you get a chance, I don't know that I even have everybody's email anymore. A lot of new names and voices on the call. So praise the Lord for that. But I did send Susie's assignment out really good regarding the haunting and the warning. And then Brenda, man, she made some awesome statements in her assignment. I'm going to read a couple. One is, she just says this, when we get a warning, it's something that we should do. God is telling us how to win. You know, and then she talks about perception and perspective, and our perception could be anything. In other words, we can perceive all sorts of stuff, and our emotions, you know, could get all in the way of the correct and proper perspective. And where does that proper perspective come from? You know, it comes from the Lord, obviously, you know, and John 16:13, she gives at the end of her assignment, and she says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into, doesn't say some truth, the right, but all truth. And he will speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. But, you know, as we rely on and we're trusting in the Lord, you know, this world, man, I tell you, we live in the age of information, and we live in the age of constant deception. You know, there's always been deception in the world, but now it comes at us at such a rapid fire pace. It's incredible. And for me, it's like I have to always go back to where I know there's truth. And, you know, the Bible, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. It hasn't become obsolete. It hasn't become incorrect. It's there. It's truth. And, you know, our truth. And that's where I just find more and more I have to go, because there's so many voices today. So there is a place we can go always for truth. And then today, what a great chapter today, huh? Paying yourself. Boy, is that one of the hardest ones? Is that where hauntings just come in and get us all twisted up in all sorts of ways, isn't it? Because paying yourself is all about correctness. And that's what we're going to hear this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for everyone on the phone from so many different places, different kinds of companies, different kinds of businesses, different walks of life. And that, Lord, you bring us together to be here this morning, to listen, to learn, to be taught, to grow as company owners and CEOs today. Lord, that we would be those who are really striking forth to honor you, walking in the truth. Truly, you are the way, the truth, the life. And so may we just walk in the truth as it is in our Lord Jesus Christ today. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We commit it all into your hands. In the name of our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ, amen. All right, so I've been on, I've done everything that Pat talked about this morning. And I've not paid myself. I've paid myself too much. Probably paid myself too little. I've done it all. So I have excellent work experience with this chapter. And it does. It takes good quality people around you, experts, so that you can keep your company safe and pay yourself correctly. Margins, all of it. It all matters. Collections. Produce. We always hear produce, deliver, collect. And there was a time I had to chase. I spent many a Friday giving discounts, chasing down checks, driving all over Southern California so we could pay our bills. So it's what the job was. It was a lesson. Did it suck? Yeah, it sucked. But there was a lesson to learn, and so I had to learn it. So I'm the better man for it, obviously, having had to do all those things, so that you know you don't sign stupid contracts. And you know, you do things properly, correctly. You know, anyway, it's just it's a chapter where you think it's all makes sense, and of course we have to pay ourselves correctly, and yet how often, I mean, man, I had the company do all kinds of things for me when it couldn't afford to, and it got me into all sorts of trouble, and now it just work on taking care of the company. My job is to take care of the gift that God has given me. And that's our job. Take care of it. Take care of the gift. Preserve it. Nurture it. Take care of it. And then what you'll find is the company ends up taking care of you because you've taken care of it. Let's pray as we go into our day. Oh, one last link. Girl with plug. Revelation 22:21. If you're new, that's .com, Revelation 22:21.com. All the chapters up there, notes, my commentary, and obviously Patrick's whole recording is up there as well. And if you don't know, Revelation 22:21 is the very last verse of the Bible, and it's a great way to end our call today. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. How you poured it out upon us when we just cried for help, desperate. Yep, I was there, desperate. Credit cards are maxed out. Whatever was maxed out could be maxed out. Whatever was a line of credit, a credit card, or borrowing money, or whatever, it was all maxed out. So you just brought us to the place to cry for help and ask you for help. And Lord, you didn't ignore us. You didn't scoff at us and laugh at us, but you said, okay, I'm here to help. Now it's time to listen, take direction, and say okay. And we thank you for that we could stop, we could listen, we could take direction, and we can say okay. And Lord, we just pray that as men and women here did this morning, we would never say, I got it from here. But we would always say that we're trusting and relying upon you day in, day out, moment by moment, to make those little adjustments we need to every day. To stay on the path with you. We thank you for this morning. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And all God's